there was a large card, barely readable, which he assumed told the Russians where the Stars and Stripes had come from. By the burn marks along one ragged edge, he guessed it could have been from the ruins of the U.S. Embassy in the Ville. Rick hesitated for a cold fraction of a second, then managed a creditable amount of spittle. Ryan performed blankly and unemotionally, moving to follow the others across the hall toward what he guessed must be an exit. Out of the corner of his eye, he noticed one of the guards take the small black voice trans from his lapel and press it against his ear, obviously finding some difficulty in hearing what was said in the center of the echoing building and speaking urgently into it. He listened again, then snapped his head around, eyes raking the crowd. One of the reasons he'd lived as long as he had in the Deathlands on the sharp edge was that he never ignored a gut feeling. He moved a few steps ahead, collecting Rick with one hand, bumping into Christy, brushing aside the angry mumbles from the people in the line.
Think they got an ace on the line at us. Let's get out of here, now.
Zimyanin tapped his gloved fingers gently against the edge of the desk as he talked to the quivering official in charge of the museum.
1 minute, you say?
No more, Comrade Major Commissar. I promise you of that.
Zimyanin nodded.
And your people are sure? Sure of these three?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. There is no doubt of it, Comrade Major Commissar.
My own patrols were on the streets, through a blocks, but no sign. Perhaps they are still in here? No?
No, Comrade Major Commissar. We closed it immediately and it has been searched from top to bottom and from bottom to top and from side to side and...
I believe you, Comrade.
The official was more terrified than he'd ever been of this bald man with the long mustache and eyes like chips of river ice who strutted in his office, his voice caressing like a silken whip. The man wanted desperately to go to the restroom, but didn't dare mention it.
Tough-seeming outlander, one eye. Tall woman with very red hair. A third man. Nobody noticed much about him. One woman said she thought he nearly fell over, and two of the visitors said they thought they heard the outlanders talking in...
He glanced down at his notes.
Ah, yes. Talking in a strange way. And they vanished like smoke. Such a shame your communication system works so slowly and so badly, comrade. Such a great shame.
Indeed, yes, Comrade Major Commissar. I shall make sure it's improved.
No.
No?
No.
But it is not good, and you...
The pressure on the official's bladder was becoming intolerable.
You have good furs, comrade.
I think so, Comrade Major Commissar.
Good. The winters out on the Kamchatka Peninsula are cold, comrade. The summers are also cold. But the winters... they are very cold.
Why would... You don't, surely...
It's bleak work scraping frozen shit out of the middens of the Muti camps, comrade.
But...
Zimyanin rarely indulged himself in anything approaching a joke, but he was feeling good, certain now that his intuition had been correct. There were Americans in the Ville. He would find them and capture them.
Yes, comrade, the middens. But you must look to the bright future.
The future? Bright, Comrade Major Commissar?
Yes. After 10 years of good behavior, they will allow you to use a brush.
It was only as the sec officer walked out of the room that the official realized he had pissed himself. Rick doubled over against a tumbled brick wall, fighting for breath.
Close isn't the word, Ryan.
Then what is the word? I don't see your problem, Rick. We got away with 6 or 7 seconds to spare. Roadblocks came down, and we were at least 10 yards up the highway from them.
Christy pushed back an errant fiery curl from over her right eye.
How'd they get on the trail, lover?
I don't...
Ryan rubbed his finger along the side of his nose.
I just saw when we were outside the main entrance. I could have sworn on heart's blood that I saw that Rusky again.
Who?
His name was Zimyanin. Grigory Zimyanin. Mean-eyed son of a bitch. I met him once. I'll tell you about it, Rick. Put you in the picture. If it was him, then it could mean trouble. He knows me, and he was some kind of sec officer. We best hide up till dark, make us some plans, then move at night.
Bald-headed cretin!
True, dear comrade sister Anya. I can't deny it.
Pock-faced imbecile!
No doubt at all, Comrade Sister Anya. Your vision is as sharp as ever.
And stop agreeing with me!
Grigory Zemyanin feared that the window panes in their apartment would shatter.
Whatever you say, Comrade Sister.
The cheap mug his wife held, crudely painted with the words, "A happy memory of Leningrad," shattered against the wall, a few inches from his head, splinters showering him. He winced away from his wife's raging fury.
That was a gift from old Uncle Fyodor. He would be so upset to think that we didn't treasure his kind present to us.
Fuck Uncle Fyodor!
If you wish me to, Comrade Sister Anya, though I think the old man might vigorously resist my advances.
For a wonderful moment, he thought that his wife was going to fall stricken to the threadbare carpet. A vein throbbed at her temple, and she actually slapped herself on the forehead in her anger. With a valiant effort of will, Anya controlled herself. She stood staring him down, hands on her heavy peasant's hips, eyes narrowed deep in the sweating slabs of her face.
Grigory Zemyanin?
Good. After barely 6 weeks, you have mastered my name.
6 of the worst weeks of any woman's life. They have worn me to a shadow.
Despite the cold anger that surged through his body, Zemyanin couldn't help smiling at his wife's words.
Ha! A shadow? A shadow that weighs the same as a loaded sack truck, wouldn't you say, Comrade Sister Anya?
My mother warned me.
Ah, yes, your mother, the prize sow of Tarachevo. You should have heeded her warnings, my dear wife, should you not?
Anya Zemyanin owned a polished 32 caliber blaster, thrown together in one of the small industrial units around the back of the Museum of the People's Struggle. And he'd even taught her how to use it. His own 9mm Makarov was in its holster, which hung on the back of the door. But he had a slim-bladed skinning knife sheathed at the small of his back. The woman made an obscene gesture to her husband, using the little finger of her left hand, curving it as an indication of what she thought of his sexual prowess. He replied in kind, carefully placing the tips of his middle fingers together, as well as the tips of his thumbs, creating a large circle.
Like a tunnel, dear Comrade Sister.
Better than a peeled shrimp, Comrade Brother Grigory.
It was stalemate, a Kiev standoff, as they called it in Russia. He shook his head and turned away, intending to take a shower, if there was any warm water in their heater, when his wife delivered her parting salvo.
You're a failure, husband! A failure and a shit-stinking coward!
He turned to face her, eyes blank and emotionless. Anya took a clumsy, stumbling step away from him, holding up a hand to ward off a blow that hadn't even been threatened. His voice barely disturbed the dusty air of the apartment.
There are many insults that I can ignore, but not coward. No, not that, dear Anya.
I did not... Please, husband, no...
Her mouth was working in terror, her face becoming distorted with her own fear. Anya had been pleased enough when the sec officer had appeared in her social circle less than 2 months earlier, with a reputation for bravery against undesirable social elements in the far, far east. Despite his slightly odd appearance, he had a definite charisma, an aura of...